Welcome to Twist for the week of February 6th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, the Arizona Court of Appeals recently upheld a Superior Court's order that a taxpayer was renting application software subject to the state's transaction privilege tax. The court rejected the taxpayer's argument that the software was intangible property, citing to a 1943 decision holding that the placing of a coin in a slot to play a record was the sale of tangible personal property subject to transaction privilege tax because the music was perceptible to the senses. Similarly, the court concluded that the application software was perceptible to users who were able to view the program when it was accessed. The court also rejected the taxpayer's argument that imposing transaction privilege tax on its software charges violated the Internet Tax Freedom Act because the taxpayer's services were not taxable when they were performed by humans. In the court's view, the change in taxation reflected the fact that the taxpayer had automated its services through the use of software, and imposing tax on amounts charged to customers did not constitute a discriminatory tax on electronic commerce. The Michigan Tax Tribunal recently concluded that a provider of waste disposal services was not eligible for the rolling stock use tax exemption. Importantly, the exemption applies to purchases made by persons engaged in the business of carrying persons or property of others across state lines. In the tribunal's view, the taxpayer was not in the primary business of carrying property other than their own property for hire across state lines. Rather, the taxpayer's primary business purpose was providing garbage and recycling disposal services. The transportation of the garbage was incidental to its disposal. The Texas Comptroller has formally adopted a revised rule which governs local sales and use taxes. As revised, local sales taxes from internet orders fulfilled at warehouses or distribution centers in Texas, assuming those locations are not places of business of a seller, will be sourced to the delivery location. Previously, the comptroller agreed not to enforce the provision relating to orders not received by sales personnel while the rule's validity was being challenged in district court. That litigation is ongoing, and although the rule has been formally adopted, it appears the comptroller will not enforce it pending the outcome of the litigation. Finally, in corporate income tax news, in its January 2023 tax bulletin, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue addresses the state's conformity, or lack thereof, to Internal Revenue Code Section 174, as amended by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Wisconsin has not adopted the federal changes to Internal Revenue Code Section 174 that require taxpayers to amortize R&E expenses for tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2022. Per the bulletin, for Wisconsin tax purposes, taxpayers with R&E expenses have the following options. 1. Elect to deduct the expenses in the year paid or incurred. 2. Elect to defer the expenses and deduct ratably over at least 60 months. 3. Elect to treat the expenses as capital expenditures amortizable over a useful life if determinable. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.